out of chaos. We come to a God whose works and creations, the more we understand it, the more we realize how amazing it is. The fact that you can find order in what seems to be chaos is a reflection of our God. Now, this morning, I'm wearing my chemistry tie. There is nothing wrong with chemistry. In fact, chemistry is amazing because we find out that what seems to be a scattering of things and gases and liquids and solids, that there is a remarkable order. So much so that we can make a periodic table out of it, and all the little bits that make up the world can be put in lines and can be put in a table that makes sense. Now, that is a reflection of our God. That is important. That is important because if we understand a God who brings order, what should we expect in his creation? Order. It should be predictable. It should be. And that whole project of finding order was birthed in the Christian faith. It was out of Christian thinkers and Christian scientists who thought we ought to be seeing something that fits together in what God has made. And that was the basis for the scientific enterprise. And many Christians went ahead and dedicated their lives to a life of science and discovery based on the fact that they expected to see order and things that make sense. Don't ever be deceived by people saying, oh, I do science, I don't do God. Because if you don't do God, then you don't, science has got no basis to it anyway. And science would never have happened. It is only as our belief and understanding of God leads us forward do we get anywhere in the sciences. So guess which topic comes top? Belief in God. And under that, science has to sit. Still amazing, though, what we find in what God does. Atoms. Right, so I have got the right tie for the right thing we're doing. So what atoms, they are amazing. Have you ever had a good look at atoms? No, of course you haven't. I have no idea, really. Well, I take it on trust. I haven't got any first-hand experience to know if any of this is true. That's a diagram of the inside of an atom, not a photo. I don't know if that's true, but people have done some very crazy experiments and believe there's real order in the smallest of things that we can look at. And God joined up the atoms, and you join up the atoms to make molecules. That's good, there we go, join them up. And that's why, and that's you being held together by all these molecules. And it is absolutely amazing. And it's not just to make sure that there's a subject, chemistry, to impose on children. Many of you stopped listening about chemistry a long time ago, didn't you? Come on, admit to me. You didn't listen, did you, after a while? And it's all gone. Well, it's coming back to haunt you. Because it's actually amazing what God has done. At the very smallest of levels, that's a hexagonal structure, likely to be something like, what's hexagonal? Benzene, is that hexagonal? Carbon? Yes. Anyway, every year about 98% of atoms in your body are replaced. So the atoms that made up you last year, most of them are gone. Is that incredible? I am a physical person. I'm born like that, and I grow a bit, and then that's it. No, it's not. Everything's on the move. But what God has done brings order out of chaos. Right, so order. There it is. That is the periodic table. Isn't it beautiful? Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, and so on and so on. It's fantastic, and it's ordered. And people thought it would be ordered because we worship a God who brings order. Wow. And we still discover things. And it's amazing. And it does not disprove God. It's based on our belief in God Almighty. And just when we thought that everything was so ordered that that must mean everything is utterly predictable and there is no free choice or anything like that. Guess what? In science, they discover that it's not quite as simple as that. That there's also things that, oh, no, there's some randomness in there, which we still yet to comprehend what it is. It's not rigid. It's liberating. So, how many atoms are there in the human body? Oh, right, one with 27 or 28 noughts. It's a big number. It's one of those vast numbers that we can't comprehend. You are made of a lot of atoms, and they are changing all the time. Yeah, there it is. There's the number. Oh, no, there's more to that, isn't there? No, that's all right. So God looked at what he had done, and all of it was very good. Do not be frightened of science. Do not back off and say, I think that might disprove God. I think that might push me away from my faith. No, what God has done is good. So next time you see a science program on, next time you see a science program, which might well have been put together by people who are hardened atheists, you say, nah, but God is the one who's done all that. And when we see it all, and if you're amazed at it all like me, or if you just think, oh yeah, science, beyond me, at least stand back and worship God and say, wow, all that you have done, isn't it amazing? And it makes our world predictable. So that I know, should I get a brick, drop it on my foot, it will break my foot and crush my toes. But I do know the brick's not going to shoot up in the air and cause a surprise like that. Things happen predictably so I can live in the world and predict what is going to happen next. God is good, and we praise him for his mighty works. We praise him for the order there is in chaos. And the most difficult thing, bringing order into disordered human lives. And we look to God for that, because that is one of his amazing works. Right, let's pray. Some of you bowed your heads. No, not that sort of prayer. I want some prayers of thanks.